It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Tonight's CSC Sports Journal will start with news of a rescheduled event that is highly anticipated here at The Rock. The women's wrestling duel against Colorado Mesa is now Sunday at noon in the Chicoine Center. It was postponed earlier this month when roads were closed because of snow in southern Nebraska and Mesa couldn't get to town to compete. This is the final event for CSC Women's Wrestling until the NCWWC Regional Tournament. That is February 19th. It'll be followed by the National Championships the first weekend in March. To this point, the Eagles are 6-1 in duels. The Mavericks come in at 13-2, with their only two duel defeats coming in their last two events to number 2-ranked North Central College and number 4-ranked McKendree University. Turning to basketball now, the Eagle men are in the mix for the playoffs with 9 games to play in the regular season. CSC has won 3 in a row and earned its best win of the year last Friday against UCCS at home. The Eagles enter this weekend of play in 5th place at 8-5 in conference games, and they'll try and move up into a top 4 spot to host a playoff game as the regular season winds through February. The men and women are only playing one time this week at rival South Dakota Mines on Saturday night. It's at the traditional 5:30, 7:30 tip-off times. I'll have the broadcast for you on Double Q Country. The Hard Rocker men's team is 11th at 5-8, tied with 2 other schools with 5 wins and just 1 victory behind Westminster, which has the last playoff spot as of now. So there's plenty to play for on the South Dakota Mines side, aside from the rivalry aspect with the Eagles. Mines has controlled the rivalry in recent years, winning 12 of the last 16 and 5 of the last 6. But Shadron State is taking arguably its most talented team in many years up to Rapid City for Saturday night's tilt. The women's game will be a battle of 2 teams tied at 3-10 in league play, and also with the same overall record, battling to stay out of the basement in the RMAC. The Hard Rocker ladies have also controlled their series with CSC in recent times, taking 13 of the last 16 matchups, but the Eagles did take home an 89-82 win in January of 2022. Last year's game was a 65-64 heartbreaker at the buzzer in Rapid City when Shea Powers' final shot missed at the buzzer. This year's 2-time RMAC Player of the Week will once again be a huge factor for that Mines defense to try and control. It's hard to fathom with so many days in a row now of snow and ice on the ground and cold temperatures making this winter feel as bad as any in recent memory, but the softball Eagles will be out on the field soon beginning their season. Preseason preparation is already underway. Practices are being held inside the NPAC Recreation Building Arena on campus. First pitch of the 2023 spring softball season is February 8th in Lubbock, Texas, against Eastern New Mexico. The Eagles will also face Lubbock Christian, Minot State, Emporia State, and Texas Permian Basin in an 8-game season opening tournament. Conference play will begin February 18th on the road. It's at perennial powerhouse Colorado Christian, and CCU has been voted by the RMAC as the favorite to win the conference by the coaches. Shadron State was picked 9th. That is this week's CSC Sports Journal. Tune in next week as we bring you in focus inside the teams throughout the spring semester with notes and interviews. I'm Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Chadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.